Incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation. Y'all slack, man. Roxy, we have a special guest, Roxy, in the building, Roxy Hayes. I had to call her out because she gave a terrible power up.
I didn't know you was going to put the camera on me. I was being lazy. I was
like, cameras on?
I was
cameras.
Like, y'all going to carry it?
You have three other cameras on you or whatever. Like, you know, we powering up in the house and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
You know, we do Animation. The squad's back in the building, three quarters of the squad. No bitch-ass, ho-ass, Brennan.
Bitch-ass, punk-ass, Brennan.
Punk-ass, Brennan.
Ho-ass, boy.
Fuck-boy-ass, Brennan.
Old bald-headed bitch.
He just makes exists? The podcast happen.
Essentially, you hit the nail on that. He exists. That's
just
about it.
So, no bitch here today. It's all good. It's all good, man. We got, you know, our squad here, Ice. We got Rob, myself, and we got a very, very special guest, like I said earlier, Roxy Hayes in the building, y'all.
Hi.
Thank you for coming through. Always great to have Roxy. Your energy is always good.
Thanks, man.
Man, join that Patreon, y'all. Patreon.com/animation. Get that live stream. Get a little fluffy.
We said some
before.
Wild shit.
We said some wild stuff up front on this one. And, you know, if not, you want to watch visually on that YouTube, man. Join that YouTube, too. Or subscribe to our YouTube page, Animation, S-H-U-N on that YouTube. Instagram and YouTube also. Instagram Animation also, man. So, Roxy, how you been? You been good?
I've been well, Keenan. Thank you asking.
What are you watching? Let me just ask you real quick. What are you watching currently?
I just started One Piece.
Really?
Yeah.
Like from the top?
Like from the top. Wow. So, my homie.
Fuck One Piece.
Hey, excuse me. He said Roxy.
What made you just make this decision?
So, one of my homies just bought me some manga. Like, he just bought me, like, the first two. Mm. And we've talked about that before. I was with Ice. Like, there's too many episodes. So many episodes. Yeah. It's, like, 1,046. I'm like, I don't want to watch all that shit. That shit's stupid.
That's,
I can't get into that. But I started reading it. And I was just like, oh, wow. Like mm-hmm. this, like
you
from
like,
the, oh, wow. From, like, from the jump, like I'm really big into like world building and all of that. Mm-hmm. And like they built the world from the first. As soon as you open the book, like you're immersed.
You read the first few ones.
I read the first like 100 or so chapters.
It's great. Yeah. And I'm only two in. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. So then I started watching it. And of course, there's some different stuff already. But I'm like, yo, I love fucking Luffy. Like
I always hear from people that he is.
And he's
like,
that's so the thing. Funny.
Like, I think Ice would really like Luffy.
I said that. I'm like, yo, you need to watch. Like, I ain't watching all that bullshit. That's how you talk. But I'm like,
literally, I hear the same thing. Everybody like he's literally funny.
He
and
is
with
hilarious.
The
he's from the first episode. Yeah.
From the first moment he shows up and he's like, I'm gonna stick this knife in my eye so
in
you all know what I'm about.
Eye.
Yeah.
And he's like 7. Like he be socking motherfuckers out, and I was just like, oh my! Yeah. But he's
how
funny.
Many episodes are you in?
I'm like 8 in.
You feel like this? Remember
yes.
I'm not gonna say his name, but remember when we was talking to him?
Yeah,
and he was just like he was in 5 episodes, and we both was like, fuck no, there's no way you were locked
from,
in for episodes.
From, I was in two. Yeah. I was two mangas in. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is just great, like great writing.
Yeah.
And he'd be sucking. He'd be like, yo, I'm gonna kick your ass. And then he does.
I feel like at the end of the day, as much as people might say, you know, even Ice specifically says how he thinks One Piece is trash or he thinks that he never watched that shit. It's like at the end of the day, it's considered one of the GOATs for a reason. Yeah. So we can't, I mean.
One thing I will say about One Piece, if you get people to care 1,000 episodes plus in, there's some level of respect with that. I'll go on the record and say that.
Just
but
the
it's
most
still
watched
fuck
thing.
One Piece.
It's, man, you gotta
I'm shocked.
I, you why, know, would, why would I like Luffy?
Because you're an asshole.
No, but he's got,
that, was rude,
he's got that same shit like that Naruto has, where he's just like, and there's a moment where somebody in his team is being disrespected, or even just like somebody, a village is just like, you are going to catch these hands. I'm going to fuck you up. Mm. And he does.
And like, he does.
There's just multiple times where he's just like, the cards are down, and it's just like, Luffy's got to step up and fight this dude that you just saw embarrass everybody, and Luffy does it.
You
like,
said it way more eloquently than
he
me.
He does. he's got it.
I'm interested to try to compare the first 24 episodes of both of those shows and see how they compare in sense of like, all right, this one had way more and more fluff, and this one was about it early on.
And he's got a good crew, too. Yeah. Like,
the crew is
Zoro's great.
I love him. And he's fine.
Was it Sinji, the dude that's the... Have you got to him yet?
No, I'm at Big Nose. The dude with the long nose, and his daddy was in the... Shanks' crew.
Yeah,
that's the episode I'm at right now. I've seen some of the stuff, so I know some of
the people. 24, that Zabuza episode is hard to top.
It is.
That Zabuza arc is tough, and that's episode 17.
Yeah.
I will say, with One Piece, just the difference is off top. There's no training. Like, we don't go through no training arc. Like, from the first episode, he's fighting.
That's the truth, is because it's a bunch of pirates, so like nobody's gonna help you.
Yeah.
Nobody's here to help you. You just go from island to island of people that want to kick your ass.
They want to kill you. Yeah, you don't have no other than your own crew. Nobody's an ally.
Sanji, King Mike Hall, great. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm talking about.
I'm on it. I can't wait.
All right, Roxy. You starting from a legendary anime, but goddamn, you starting from one that's gonna take. I mean, you'll be 47 by the time you're done.
Yeah, man.
You were 44.
You
won't
get socked out.
I did not say that.
Gum the shit out of you.
I was saying it's been like 15 years or something like that. So like,
asshole. That's how I was Korean. Remember when I said that? I was right. Thank you.
But you know what we do on here? You know, we've had Roxy on here before, so we ain't got to get into a whole bunch of other shit with her. But
real quick, I want to try something real quick. What? Can you do Welcome to Another Episode?
Oh, what? Welcome just to Another Episode?
Like, yeah, just like,
Welcome to Another Episode.
Of the greatest.
The timing was a little off, I'll be honest with you.
Fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Timing was slightly off, but all right. I get what he was trying to do. It makes sense.
We got all there.
Right. So we're going to get into Chainsaw Man episodes 1 through 12 and Bleach episodes 1 through, I mean, sorry. Chainsaw Man buffering. Episodes 11 through 12 of Chainsaw Man, and then episodes 11 through 13 of Bleach. But before that, we have a weekly poll like we always do. I think this one's coming from Rob. And I would say this is probably more of like the fall season, pretty much, of like the best anime out of these ones. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. Towards the end of 2022, we had four big shows coming out. I mean, we kind of redid our whole format for how we were going to cover them. So I was just wondering what the Shun Gang was thinking. Like, well, of these four shows that we were watching, these new anime seasons that were coming out, which was your favorite? And that's out of Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, which we've been watching, My Hero Season 6, Chainsaw Man, and then Mob Psycho Season 3. So those were the shows that I just kind of wanted to see, because we've been talking about them for a while now. I just want to, now that most of them are coming to an end, obviously My Hero is still about like half-ish way, maybe a little bit past that. You know, where do people land on it? So what do people think was their favorite? And Bleach was the favorite. I mean, it was close-ish, but Bleach was the favorite with 44% of the vote.
Okay.
My Hero came in second. You had a lot of people that were going like, kind of, there were a lot of people in the comments going like, man, like My Hero was a close second to Bleach, or like, you know, Bleach was a close second to My Hero, but that came in with 32%. Chainsaw Man definitely had a lot of fans, had 22% of the vote. Mm. A lot of people liked that show.
And what came in last, Rob?
Mob Psycho came in last.
Mid Psycho! Mid Psycho Season 3 came in last. And what percent, Rob?
2%.
Dang. That would suck if that was your favorite. That would make me sad.
I mean, I heard it called Goat Mob on here. That's what I heard it called.
Ooh.
Y'all better respect the fucking
Mid
goat.
Mid Psycho
in my presence,
is hilarious.
Mob the Goat fucking Psycho. We and go. I went, I showed these guys a text message in our chat.
You did.
Chat. Somebody called it a very reputable source, mm-hmm. Big Dogs, mm-hmm. called it a 10. Called it a fucking masterpiece.
I did hear that it was good.
Because it is.
Really?
It's the fucking GOAT.
Was season 3 was a masterpiece or the whole show as a whole?
Season 3.
I heard the whole show. I don't know.
I watched
about
a video
season.
This weekend over and they were saying the whole show as a whole was a masterpiece.
That's what I heard.
I'm going to fight you on that, but season 3 is a masterpiece?
Hey, man.
Don't talk about the
video. You can kiss.
You going to like it because you like slice of life shit.
Oh, it's slice of life. Oh, I'll have a great time.
The whole
time.
Anime is slice of life, which we were
have you watched
tricked.
Any of them?
No, that's on my list, too.
If you like slice of life and action, you would like it. It's kind of that, like, midway point between the two.
Yeah, I think
you're going to love season 2. Season 2 was incredible.
Is that what
shut the fuck
is
up.
It all
he has no idea what he's talking about.
I don't like the little glimmer in your eye.
Keenan didn't watch season 2.
He never watched season 2. He just
watched season 1.
You just went from 1 to 3?
Season 2 is the best
one. Why did you do that?
Because that's who he chooses.
Didn't even
to be.
Know the characters.
Oh god.
He was like, why is this person here?
It's like you
because he was in the second fucking season.
The crazy part,
that's wild.
We went to Anime Expo and we got a Mob Psycho poster.
Yeah.
And Keen was like, hey, let me get that poster. And we were like, fine, but you got to watch season two. He's like, okay, cool. When was Anime Expo?
That was in June.
July.
Yeah, it was July. Yeah, you're wild.
Do you still have that poster? Is it hanging up?
What did
That's a no. Wow.
Oh, that could have been given to
another. You had a poster hanging up. You didn't even know
the poster. You said what?
I'll take the poster.
You know what? In all fairness, Cam, you're right. I would give you the poster. In all fairness, you just you're actually I would give you the poster. It's not. I didn't hang it up because it's not framed yet. I didn't get a frame for it. Okay. That's the reason why I didn't hang
it's
it up.
Because
you're
posing.
Yeah. No, you should. I haven't gotten what I haven't gotten a lot of what I got framed there either.
Keenan, you should keep it though, because then when everyone comes around and asks about it, you have to be like, no, I haven't even watched.
I don't even like this show.
I call this show mid-cycle
because it is as of right now.
Yo,
season 1 and 3 right now is mid.
That's like somebody, like, we just had this conversation on the Patreon watching season 7 of fucking Game of Thrones and just like, I can't, man, this Game of Thrones shit is mid.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, so to keep it moving, let's give I guess how do we rank these seasons ourselves. All right, Rob, since you led off the conversation, go ahead.
From what I've been watching, My Hero's been my favorite just because, like, as we've been talking about, it's been all gas, no breaks. I would put Bleach second to that because it's been very similar. But, like, I know, like, for some of the people that have been watching Bleach for a long time, or for Bleach that, like, you know, they've seen everything. I see, for me, I'm where Keenan is with Mob. That's where I am with Bleach. I watched the first season and now I'm watching this. So, like, there's a lot of shit I'm having to pick up on context clues.
Yeah.
But that being said, even with just trying to pick up shit through context clues, it's been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
This is where it gets tough for me. Because I will say this is my least favorite season of Mob Psycho as a whole. That being said, I still liked the first. I liked the stuff with Dimple, and I really liked the last 4 episodes. Mm. But there's some shit in the middle there that I could just do without maybe for the rest of my life. So, but that being said, I got to be completely honest. I know we're about to talk about it. I really wasn't on board with Chainsaw Man until like episode 8. And that's a 12-episode season.
But you were on board, though, now?
Once they got to the episode Gunfire, I remember the title of the episode because I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Katana Man showed up and the Yakuza were just like, you killed my grandfather. Yeah. That's when I was just like, this show just took the turn to make it something I'm interested in.
Right.
That being said, 2/3 of the season, I was like, I don't really care that much. Mm-hmm. The animation was great, but I've been on the record saying I'm not a huge fan of Denji. Yeah.
That was a good noise.
I'm gonna give it to Mob. I'm gonna put Mob 3, and then I'm gonna put Chainsaw Man in last. It is what it is.
What have you seen on here, Roxy?
All right, so
have you seen any of these?
I've seen pieces of stuff. So let me do it. Number one, Chainsaw Man.
Sure, okay.
Because I've seen it.
You finished it.
I'm starting the manga. So yeah, I'm going number one. Number two, I'm gonna have to go My Hero. Because I've seen most of it.
There you go.
And because I have not, I've heard great things about Bleach, but I started watching Bleach, then I stopped. It wasn't super, I didn't care. Yeah. I am going
to
go back.
Mob Hero?
Huh?
Mob Hero.
Who's Mob Hero? Get off of me.
Where are you at in My Hero?
I be skipping, so I don't even know. I know stuff that didn't happen. I read
three
a little bit of it.
Bottom three ain't even valid at that point. Yeah.
Can I finish mine? It's my
go
turn.
Ahead. Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to go.
Reclaiming my time.
My Hero, then Bleach, but I am going to start watching it because I've heard really good things about it. Then Mob Psycho, because I've never seen it, and I don't know anything about it. I just know that dude bald, I think, and he looked like the dude from One Punch Man.
Flip it. The dude from One Punch Man.
You look like him. Yeah. Yes. That's all I know.
Yep.
So that's my list. It's a great list.
Okay.
Right. Respectable list.
Thank you, Rob.
That's
hater.
Not respectable at all.
Hater. What a hater.
That's terrible. Nice. That's a terrible.
This is the logical side of the table.
I guess number one would be Bleach for me. I mean, just they paid off everything.
Not mad
like,
at
I
it.
Worked so hard
yeah.
to get to this point.
You and Cam crammed that shit in the last, like, like they started watching Bleach this year.
How many episodes?
No, I watched Bleach last year, but yes. Okay. It took like
I think you still crammed, though.
Yeah.
It's like 200-300 episodes.
It
isn't
took me
364 episodes.
That's
you
I
know
finished?
What? I started Bleach when she the last time she was here in December.
Oh.
That's when I started Bleach.
Well, you really cuz you caught up to me and I was like, "Wow, you like
Yeah, you watched you was going
cuz I caught COVID." So
you had a lot of time.
I had nothing else to do, so I had like 14 days of just Ichigo, basically.
It
flies
by, though. It gets to a point where like you keep saying the words "to be continued," and it's like I can't deal. I need to watch.
You have to keep going. So I think Bleach number one for sure. I think it's honestly by a mile. I don't know. The My Hero.
Oh, because you haven't watched My Hero.
I haven't watched My Hero, so I can't properly.
He's catching up. He's in season five.
And season five for where I am, that would be bottom of the list, just because there's a lot of filler in here, and it is sprinkled with pieces that are necessary.
You've heard the story. Season five is set up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it's about to go down.
don't spoil anything, because he's
I think, so I guess one Bleach, number two would be Chainsaw Man, three Mob Psycho, and then four My Hero. Technically, yeah, that would be. And Chainsaw Man is good. I think I read a lot of Chainsaw Man, so I knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. So it was just cool to see it animated. But I stand by Chainsaw Man. I think it's going to be great, and I think it's going to be one of those ones. After you mention the big three, it probably linger around that five or six spot.
Gotcha. Yeah. So Keenan, you got Mob in your number one spot, and then what?
Fuck out of here, man. So I mean, I have man, Bleach and My Hero were neck and neck to me. This is somebody who said, I'm with Rob. I only seen season one. We skipped straight to season whatever this is, considering this is season six or seven.
No,
yeah, I don't know how the seasons break down, because
we skipped to this last season after season one. And
New York,
after not watching anything, like you said, just having put together context clues, this shit is put together well in this season. I was enjoying the hell out of this.
Mm-hmm.
The fights, the storytelling, the animation was really good. I have Bleach right below My Hero, like literally not even a full step down. Like it's stepping up with it.
It's season 25 of Bleach.
Woo!
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow!
Season 25.
Hey, that's 25.
That's a lot.
Season 25.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. So I thought it was like 6-7 seasons.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm tripping. My Hero's been My Hero's been doing what it's supposed to do this season. It's been crazy. It still hasn't really slowed down. I think Rob said right now it's kind of a half recap episode coming up in these next ones. But like,
yeah, this last episode, this last week was it was recappy.
So I would have one A, one B. That's how I would look at it. And then in the next place, I would have Chainsaw Man easily, because Chainsaw Man to me, it's been solid from the beginning, but then I feel like these last few episodes just felt like a movie to me. It felt like it is animated beautifully. Storytelling has been picking up, super, super dope. And then at the bottom of this list, I have Mid Psycho. This
you need
shit,
an asterisk.
Let me tell you something. Mid Psycho season 3 has been butt. Like, not ass, not cheeks.
But,
I mean, no ass. If you went in there and got the ass shots, it wouldn't even help Mob Psycho out. That's how bad this season was to me.
It was that bad?
Honestly.
No, not
some
bad.
Of the, some
oh, you don't
of,
know what's going on. I forgot.
Season, I didn't watch season 3. I watched season 3.
No, two. I forgot you. Okay.
Season 2 is irrelevant to this.
Yeah,
but
it should be very relevant.
But I just feel like Mob Psycho season 3, I was hyped for it. That's what it was. Even just watching season 1. I was hyped for season 3, and it just didn't meet those expectations. And you're right, I was bamboozled by it being a slice of life. I'll take that. I'll take that. And I feel like even from the action standpoint, it didn't give me the action that it wanted. It is animated beautifully when they get to it. I'll give it that.
It is. Yeah.
But like,
it was a really pivotal moment in Mob Psycho, and then he felt nothing because he didn't know who that was. Hey, who's that guy that came out of the plane, man? Yeah, who is that dude?
That's true.
So who's this jailbird? Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
What does this mean? What does this mean to me?
Who's two dudes at the store? Who are those guys?
Okay. But he got washed, so it meant nothing to me. But
who's that kid that came up with him? His fucking child.
That's who it is.
He was in season 1, though, right?
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. I remember him.
But you didn't see him do nothing.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's called Mid-Psycho for a reason. All right? because it's trash.
Great title, no substance though. Great title.
Yeah,
you that oh trash gun. You got some gems.
Trash gun.
But
yeah,
no substance to that. At least you had some substance to the trash gun title. You have zero substance.
At the end of the day, I feel like out of these four, it would still be at the bottom, regardless of if I were to watch season two. I don't think season two makes this puts this over Chainsaw Man for me personally, for the style that I like and personally how I watch anime.
Yeah.
And I understand that people watch it their own way, but it is what it is. So yeah, that's. That's for the weekly poll, man.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. Here's some bullshit.
50-year-old black man. At the end of the day.
But after that, we're going to get into some Chainsaw Man recap. Chainsaw Man episodes 11 through 12. Ooh. Rob, what do you have for us?
Let's get into the recap. So we rejoin Aki in the public safety dungeon where he meets the future devil. For a devil, it's pretty goofy, but Aki is all business.
I like that.
He was just like
it was silly.
It was like, man. He's like, come on in. You want to dance? You want to party? It's the future, man. Future devil tells Aki to place his head in his stomach so he can see his future, determine a price for the contract. Now, after it looks, it tells Aki, hey, you're going to die in a very fucked up way, and I got to see that. So I will make you a contract. I just want to live inside your eyeball so I can see how you die. Naki's just like, sounds good. So back with Denji and Power, they have finally managed to land a scratch on Captain Kishibe. So he tells them, hey, you're ready for your first field mission. Test your training. And the mission is going to be getting revenge on Katana Man and his partner for attacking the Special Divisions. Mm-hmm. It'll be a rollout of the all-new Special Division 4. But Kishibe says, hey, if it goes poorly, Division's going to be dissolved. And then I'm going to have to kill you for real. Mm-hmm. Later, Kishibe has dinner with Makima, tells her, you know, he asks her, actually, if she and Public Safety knew about the hit on the Special Divisions. She plays dumb, but he's just like, I don't really trust you. As long as you keep serving human interests, saving them from devils, I don't really care, but, like, watch it. The next day, the Yakuza gang with Katana Man and his partner Akane are holed up in a hotel. They know the rope is closing in around them, but they have filled the basement with zombies from the zombie devil to keep public safety out. Before the operation, Kurose and Tendo drop off Aki, tell him, you're crazy for going after the gun devil, but still, you know, we're all same team, so rooting for you to succeed. Elsewhere, they also tell him, like, don't forget, like, everybody in public safety is crazy, which I'm sure will come up and be important later. Elsewhere, Makima meets up with the Yakuza contact, asks for the names of everybody in the gang associated with the gun devil. She learns that Akane has promised the gun devil money in exchange for guns and ammo. And she's just like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to put everybody's name in the Yakuza that's involved with the gun devil, not just your family, but everybody. The boss refuses at first, saying, hey, that'd be like suicide. But she's just like, well, tell you what I got right here. It's a bag full of the eyeballs from all the loved ones of everybody in this room. We can put them back, or, you know, we can do something worse. And the guy's just like, well, here's what we're going to do. You're with a bunch of Yakuza. Somebody behind the couch starts to move on her, and she just, with a look, this dude starts bleeding out of his nose and just collapses. And they decide at that point, you know, we're just going to give her what she wants. At the hotel, Special Division 4 goes in for the op as Kishibe keeps the police out, telling him, hey, the real threat is not the people we're going after. It's the devils from this division. And he introduces the team. And we see them all taking out zombies in the basement with ease. First, we got the Shark Fiend, able to swim through walls and floors, take on a shark form and massive attacks.
Yeah.
There's the Violence Fiend, capable of such strength that they had to make it wear a mask that will expel poison gas if it ever takes it off. Then there's the Spider Devil. She looks like a normal human, but sprouts these legs of a spider, capable of cutting off zombie heads. And last but not least, we have the Angel Devil, who is mostly friendly, but can sap away the life from a living being just by touching them. The new faces stay in the basement to fight the zombies while Aki, Denji, and Power head upstairs to find the big fish. Aki runs into a group of gunmen, but after socking out a few, finds himself in line of a firing squad. Luckily for him, it seems Makima is helping him out from a distance as all the gunmen just drop dead, bleeding from the nose, just like the other Yakuza members. Aki continues on and finds Akane standing by herself. She uses the snake devil to spit out the ghost devil she captured from Himeno. As the ghost devil attacks him with his many arms, Aki uses his new future sight powers to dodge the attacks, cut her arms off. Eventually, though, he's overwhelmed and the ghost devil grabs him by the neck, choking him out. As he starts to pass out, he starts to think about the pastimes with Himeno. Eventually, the ghost devil drops him. It reaches out, presenting a cigarette to him with easy revenge written on it. He takes the cigarette, remembers Himeno explaining the ghost devil sees through fear and must have realized who he is, and allows him to climb up on top and cut her head off, and he promises to be with Himeno soon. Kane watches in shock. Before she can summon another, the snake devil again, Kobeni appears right behind her with a knife to her throat, capturing their first target. Mm. Back with Denji and Power, they find a floor full of zombies. Power just jumps out, looking to fight for glory. She's talking to Denji, just like, hey, witness me and my strength, and he's just like, closed door, you know, just leaves her there to do her thing.
I love her.
That was pretty funny. A few floors up, Denji finds Katana Man flanked by two bodyguards. Katana Man explains, you know, he wants revenge for his grandfather. Denji says, I only killed him because he was like a zombie and all that shit. Either way, He doesn't really feel bad about it. And Katana Man tells him, the devil in your heart is basically robbing you of humanity, and it's doing the same to me. And with that, they activate their powers, start a fight that sends them both flying out the window. They fall and land on a passenger train. They're first fighting above the train, falling, and then they fall into the cars below. As the train stops, the passengers flee. Katana Man charges and cuts off both of Denji's arms. Denji says, hey, I still got one more chainsaw in my head. The two clash one more time. And as Denji's chainsaw breaks, Katana Man thinks he's won. But Denji reveals he had a surprise chainsaw in his leg the whole time, a brand new attack that's allowed him to cut Katana Man clean in half. Katana Man wakes up sometime later tied to a train with the chains from Denji's saw. And he's like, hey, I'm going to have to pay you back for all the misery you've caused all of us. You know, and he's just like, oh, Aki arrives. Hey, you're here just in time. I've got this competition. Who can make this dude scream the loudest by kicking him in the balls?
I loved it.
That was my favorite.
Aki refuses at first, but then he kind of glances at the cigarette from the ghost devil and he's just like, you know what? Okay. Let's go.
I love that he did it, man.
And so we see the two of them just having a great old time kicking the shit out of this guy's
from
balls.
The back, too.
Yo. Oh, yeah.
As the credits roll, Makima explains to the Public Safety Council Akane's connection to the Gun Devil. Council asks if they got any other information, you know, about where the, you know, why the Gun Devil wants Denji's heart. But before she could learn anything, Snake Devil appeared and just bit Akane's head clean off.
Which is crazy.
Good news is, though, they collected enough of the Gun Devil flesh from the mission that their main chunk has started to roll towards the Gun Devil, which will soon allow them to find its location. At the Apartment of Power, Denji and Aki, they celebrate a job well done, and Aki smokes a cigarette that he was given with the easy revenge on it. That night, though, Denji has a strange dream of Pochita locked away on the other side of a door in a strange dark alleyway, and a woman's voice asking him if he prefers his life as a country mouse or a city mouse. And that's where we end season one of Chainsaw Man.
Thank you, Rob, for the recap, Chainsaw Man. Season one finally wrapped up, 12 episodes. Let's get out. Let's get active. All right, we've seen Aki. Side character, super dope, Aki. Is he a Zenitsu level supporting character? Would you guys consider him a Zenitsu level supporting character, Ice?
No, not yet. I think he has the personality and the backstory of a Zenitsu, Megumi, even if you want to go back further, Sasuke type of guy. You know, he kind of fits that mold of the brooding revenge type of character, or I have something to prove type of character. But I think from those guys have hands, and they've had moments where they've stepped up and really done some things. Aki's been getting washed. For lack of better, he's been getting washed. Like, and even the people around him have said, like, bro, you've been getting washed. How the fuck you gonna fuck with the Gun Devil? Like,
that is true.
So it's like, and it's something that he's acknowledged, but he keeps pushing forward. But even with the snake fight and all of that stuff against the homegirl, I haven't seen nothing from Aki that would lead me to believe that, one, he's the guy to support Denji, and two, that he's on the level of a Megumi or a Zenitsu or a Nosuke or a Sasuke or anything like that.
Interesting.
From a wins and fighting and execution perspective. He has everything else. He has the look, backstory, all of that, but yeah.
Roxy?
See, I don't know. Because I feel like I agree with, like, he do be getting washed, but I feel like the whole, like, he doesn't necessarily fear death.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of makes him valuable in a sense, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I feel like, yeah, he ain't got active yet, but he's clearly about to. Like, he's not scared to die. He doesn't care. So he'll kind of put himself on the line. I just like him as a character.
Yeah. Rob?
I'd hit.
I'd agree with that. I think he is kind of on that level, but, like, where I would agree with you, Ice, is, like, he's definitely getting washed, but, like, it does feel like maybe it's a different kind of show. Then, I mean, Megumi doesn't necessarily have a ton of wins under his belt either.
Facts.
And I know that was, I don't know if you read that part of the question out loud, Keenan, but I know that that's another person that you compared him to here. Zenitsu definitely does, you know, have a few of those wins that he can point to. But this is, this show is brutal, man.
Like, but season one, Megumi has had that big dub at the end.
At the end.
Yeah.
Up to, and even up to that, like, he got that win, but he limped out of that fight.
Yeah.
So, like, I would say, yeah, because, like, he's had those moments. Like, obviously, Denji was doing a lot of the fighting, but when it came to the Leech Devil, Denji was about to get finished, and it was I almost called him Megumi. It was Aki that showed up at the end with the Fox Devil that saved the day there. So, like, he's got those moments. I think he will. I don't know. I don't want to say, like, he'll get there, because, like, I think he has some cool shit coming up. I would say, yeah, I think he's up in that level. I like him as a character. He's one of the few on the show that I'm like, I want to see what's going on with this guy. I want to see where he goes.
I say he's even a better supporting character than Boa, like, well, at least in Zenitsu is, and I like Zenitsu a lot. From a fighting standpoint, I agree with everything y'all said. He's not on that level of that.
Yeah.
But as, like, I think he's the most interesting character on the show in a sense, and I think he's probably a lot of people's favorite character. Like, I had people hit my DM say, like, he's my favorite character on the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's just, like, because he's technically a supporting character, but he has main character energy.
He does. Mm-hmm.
You know,
the revenge.
Some main characters get washed. I mean, so I would actually put him actually above probably both of those guys in the sense of, like, a level of supporting character overall.
Mm-hmm.
From a fighting standpoint, no.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think it's setting him up so when he starts to get some dubs, it's gonna be well worth it.
I think the biggest thing for me is with him is, like, what kind of hurt it for me for him and seeing him as one of those top guys is that he has 2 years, 2.5 years left to live, which from a story perspective is cool. But also, too, that means you brought your sword out for other things prior to when the show started, mm-hmm. which means the level of devils that you were fighting weren't the level that devils that you were fighting now. Which means you were getting washed before they bring that sword out. Like you weak. And that's
take off 5 more years.
Yeah. To get to 2.5 years, bro, you weak as fuck. And I think Megumi, Zenitsu would never. They still, and they not even Aki's age yet.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely saw him like in that, when they were trapped in the hotel, he's like, I'm going to go to the sword. Which to me is just like, because that's why, like, when I play video games and you get one of those items where you're like, you only get 5 of these, like, I will finish the game with 5 uses because I'm just like, I have to save this until I absolutely need it.
Yeah.
And I'll get to the end of the game, I'm like, I've not used this, like, 1 in a million thing even once.
Yeah. Just because, like, these are in a waste.
Yeah, I don't want to waste it.
And think about that. If he had 2.5, that means he would have been at that when he fought the hotel devil.
Yeah.
He would have been there before he even fought the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he went to that sword too quick.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't think he was necessarily getting washed. I think he was just like, I'm going to go to the sword.
Yeah.
And I think he went too quick.
Maybe he said he doesn't fear death or care about death. Yeah, so him taking like, off years
dying,
of his life,
so like, so.
I don't care. It's like,
I lost my whole family. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're...
And he wants to be close to an old girl that passed. He's like, I'll see you soon, so pretty I'll much. Go, I'm not tripping off this.
Yeah, 2 years, okay.
Yeah, because he was even using that sword. He had that sword pulled even for this raid.
Yeah,
and I'm just
loose.
Like, put that back.
Yeah, like,
put that back.
Like, nah, death, come here. Come hither. He wants that. He wants it.
He wants to be out of here in 6 months.
Yeah, that's so people like that are scary because, like, I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You'll do anything.
All right, so let's get to the next question. The future devil on here, man, it's like if you give up some type of body part, it can, in some cases, like, let you know what your future is. It's letting Aki know, like, hey, man, you know, you got to give something up or whatever, and I'm going to let you know what your future is. If the future devil came to you and said, look, you can give me any body part. It don't matter what it is. It can't be an eyelash, though, but it got to be on the level of a finger or an ear or, you know, a piece of your nose or something like a toe. Would you be willing to give up a piece of that to know what your future holds? Roxy, I'll let you have this one first.
Nah. No, because I read too many books. I watch too much stuff. I don't know. I don't want to know what's going to happen because I feel like that's going to affect my behaviors. And it's one of the things, like, I know this is going to happen, so I try to keep it from happening, and then it's going to happen. Mm. And then just based off my personality, I'm one of the people that like to try to help and save everybody. So I'm seeing what's going to happen to you, and I'm trying to, like, I would be stressed out. I don't think I would want to know what's going to happen. And then I don't want to get nothing away. I'm cute as hell. So I don't want you in my eye or, like, taking my butt crack. Right. I don't know. I feel like it would be something weird. I feel like
lose a butt crack?
He's just going to be in there. Like,
that's
like,
wild.
Just in my
you
hole.
You would die if you had your butt crack taken away.
Yo. Oh, my God. You
would be the waste. Yeah.
You would. And you could get a bag.
I mean,
a colostomy bag.
You
want
to be with that for the
I don't
rest of your
life.
You said
it.
You cute. That's not cute. There's no level of fashion that's gonna make that look cute.
Like, if I had to give something away,
I got a designer poop bag,
ass crack. That's what I want to know.
No, the hole, just the hole, not the crack.
The anus.
Yeah, just the anus.
The butthole.
You can reroute it. What would I give away?
Reroute it.
This is why Roxy's here, man.
You can have a colostomy bag.
I feel like maybe my hair. Can I give away hair?
You gonna be a bald?
I wear a wig though.
You gotta shave.
I can just wig it.
Shave your hair bald. You would.
I'm still not gonna do it. But if he was like, you better do it, bitch. I don't know why he talked. talks like that. But if he did, I would give away my hair like
he
that.
Nothing like that.
He better do it, man.
He was very actually happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, but he better do it, bitch.
That was him. I mean, the first person episode, he's like, this is a dream.
Yeah.
For me, oh, man, you know, it's tough because I feel like I drew, if it was hair, I'd be like, go for it. Yeah. I ball, you know, just go, just shave the cul-de-sac off. But no, I mean, the anxiety of like, if somebody, if I knew my future and was just like, you don't make it, I'll be like,
yo.
Dog,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That will fuck me up.
Especially after you pay the price.
Yeah.
You pay the price to
you
find
out. You got 2 weeks.
Let's say.
What if you know, the crazy thing would be if what you gave up was the reason you died?
Oh!
All right, here.
You actually died
your
from
butthole?
You died from sepsis
because
you gave me a leg?
Yeah. You're actually going to die from this wound. Oh shit!
That would suck. What's that, gift of the magi?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Oh, shit, that'd be terrible. But yeah, I don't think I could do it. Rob?
No, I couldn't do it. I will say, like, what this power made me think of is, did you ever see that Nicolas Cage movie Next, where he can, like, he just sees, like, little bits into the future?
Yeah.
So, like, there's these scenes where, like, he'll be charging at somebody, and, like, the people are shooting at him, and you'll see, like, 20, 30 Nick Cages die because he's seeing just the moment where he gets killed and then he knows to move.
Right.
So it seems like it's more of that where he's just, like, I can see this quick moment and make the decisions that'll keep me alive from moment to moment.
That sounds like another terrible Nicolas Cage movie.
It's not good. There's a really great gif from the movie where, like, he's in, like, a sniper's crosshair and they shoot at him and he, like, dodges the bullet, but the center of the crosshair is never on him. Like,
what?
He's just never in danger of being shot in the first place.
So it's like you just wanted to move.
Yeah, he does this big, like, hair toss, too.
Oh,
I'll see if I can find it. It's really funny.
He's having a big resurgence these past couple years.
He always is. Nicolas Cage is never far from the spotlight. That being said, no, I would not, like, the future is definitely something that I don't want that spoiled, number one. Like, number two, I wouldn't be able to, like, not think about it. Like, I know in Big Fish or whatever, the guy's like,
I let him
oh, you know, like, oh, I know how I die, so I'll, like, you know, I'll
he's like,
I can get
back
through anything else, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I just know me, like, when I finally get to that moment, I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This is it. Like, I can't. I'm here. I can't.
I'm going to sleep on the bed the whole time. I'm going to stay here.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah, that's so scary. What a terrible way to live.
So, no, I wouldn't do it. That's too much for me.
Nice.
No, it's too much. I'm good. I don't want to. And just kind of the point that Rob made, if somebody's like, you're going to die here, like, you're going to die on the sidewalk, I'm never touching sidewalks again in my life. Like, that's going to completely hinder my life until, like, I'm just walking on the countryside and they're like, this is actually a sidewalk, for real. It's like, what? And then I die. So, like, no, I think that's going to impede how I move if I know how I'm going to die, because and then my quality, and I might end up dying sooner because of that reason.
Yeah, so now we changed it.
And black don't crack, so I don't know how old I am in that. So, like, I could be, like, I look damn near how I look when I was 20. So, like, I don't know if that 35-year-old me, is that 45-year-old me? Like, what me is this that died?
Yeah. Damn, that was,
oh, man. Yeah. I have seen that. It's so slow, too.
Oh, is that supposed to be, like, funny in there? Or is he,
he's legitimately trying to dodge a bullet and fight for his life against,
oh,
like,
yeah, because he, yo, he was, that's hilarious.
He was
yeah.
not even close.
That was,
he
was
not even close.
He would have got, it's Rob a, found the, Rob, it's, you know what's funny? The physics and math behind that, he would have still got fucked up because that's a fucking 50 cal.
Yeah.
Like, that shit would have burned his chest being that close to him.
Yeah, Rob found
man, he did the whole.
It's Robbie. It's bottom tier. It's terrible.
It's hilarious. Anyway,
next question. Out of the new team members of Squad 4, who are you most excited to see more from, Rob?
Probably the one we saw the least from, which would be the Angel Devil. We didn't really see them do much of anything. Like,
right. Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out, having a, like, just chatting it up with Aki, just being like, because he was just like. Oh, yeah, because they at one point, like, he had some blood on him or something, and like, he handed him, like, a handkerchief, and they kind of had, like, a little,
that was a he?
Little chat.
I thought it was a girl.
I don't know.
And he's like, yeah, I'm surprised you got this close to me, because, you know I can kind of drain your life force if I touch you or whatever the case may be.
But, of course, we know Aki doesn't really care about anything.
Yeah, that's what he's,
you know.
Yeah, he's loose.
He's loose. But I want to see, I feel like whenever those powers come out, whenever the Angel Devil has to be called to the scene, it's going to go crazy. So that's who I want to see some stuff from.
Nice. I like the Shark Devil. I like the Shark Devil's design. I think he is silly. I think he has, as you can see, really no.
It's like evil Lemillion.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And I think he has no, like, way of knowing. He can't decipher good from evil. Who's because he almost ate his teammate. So it's like he's just out here, and I think his personality and his craziness is going to like kind of mix with power. Like he's just like another like version of power.
Yeah.
So I think them two together might can really be a problem. I can see power kind of leaning herself towards him, and they just wreaking havoc on some like unpredictable type stuff.
I thought they're gonna hate each other and fall in love.
Aww.
That's what I can see happening between those
two.
Yeah, because there's in that similar thing. I mean, I would go. I just want to see the violent. I think it was the violent one.
The violence fiend.
Yeah, the violent fiend just go and just be let loose and let the smoke or whatever, like whatever the poison come out of them and just fucking just go ham.
Yeah, he was kind of like Gojo from the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. He was just like pow 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 pow, turn this guy pow 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 pow, just lighting people up.
That's what I want to see out of them the most. But I agree with you in the sense the shark one was just fun. I was just like he seems funny, made me laugh the whole time.
Hold on, Rob. What happened?
Pow 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 pow.
Little fist too.
Pow 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 pow. Rock 'em sock 'em robots. Yeah. Pow pow pow.
Rob has top tier sound effect, just like the guy from fucking what's Police Academy. That's Rob is that guy.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, yeah, all right. Roxy, what you got? Who's your?
I'm going Angel Devil. Everybody else was cool. It almost felt like a anime Suicide Squad. So I was in there. I like how they introduced them. They didn't like go into a whole long. They're like this guy, bam, and it was just like a whole lot of action. But then the Angel Devil came, and I was like, oh, this is some different energy. Like I just like that. And it is a he. I looked him up.
Okay.
Respect pronouns. I looked him up. And he just looked cool. Like, he looked cool. I want to know, like, I'm like, he's about to do some shit. Whatever he's going to do is about to be some shit. Because that's a crazy power. Even, like, he's in the intro. Like, ever since I saw him in the intro, I'm like, what you about to do? You going to do something. So I'm really excited to see, like, whatever that thing is. It's probably going to make me sad. But I still want to see.
Probably.
All right. Right, so you had a question for us. What was it again?
Yes. Okay. So my original question was, what devil power do you want? But then I thought about it, and I have changed it to, what household item devil power? So it's a household item specifically.
All right.
It got to be found in the house. No shed. So no power tools.
Ooh, okay.
No power tools.
No lawnmower. Devil.
Yeah, no lawnmower.
I mean, power
no
tools are in my house. I got an apartment.
No, in the house. Okay. in a 4-bedroom home in the house. Household item.
And is it the
commonly found in homes?
The item itself or what that item can do?
Ooh, what the item could do, I feel like, right?
I got one. I'll go.
Okay.
Blender.
I'd
be the blender
devil.
You'll
fuck somebody up with a blender. Yeah. Wait, but do you got the thing on top of the blender, or you all blend?
I mean, I can do whatever. I can have the thing. You'd be like, oh, he just got the little glass shitter on his head. Like, nah, bitch, I break the glass. Turning you motherfuckers into smoothies and shit. Like, yeah, who wants a berry smoothie, bitch? Put some agave in this motherfucker.
Where would you put it at? Would it just be some berries, bitch? Would it just be on your head?
It'll be just like Chainsaw Man. It'll be like, however I want to play. I can keep my face and just have it all hands. I can be on my knees. I can be on my feet. You know what I'm saying? I can make it into my toes. You know what I'm saying?
Toe blenders?
Yeah,
10 blenders?
Kick you in the face with a blender. That's...
Ah,
damn.
Yeah. So I'll be the blender devil, baby.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, that's pretty fire.
So
that's pretty, I like that.
Ice. Right.
I'll be the refrigerator devil.
Very nice.
Just ice motherfuckers. Just ice the fuck out of people. Like, you can just ice. And also, too, I would just use that specific part of it is just because, like, you know, it creates ice. But, you know, when you want crushed ice, it crushes shit, too. So I would activate that part of me too and just be crushing the fuck out
of
people
and
turn them into crushed ice.
Yeah, I'm see, you throw food at me, I'm just gonna blend it up, bitch. Come on, Keenan.
That's a good one.
Like us tag teaming people.
Throw it in Keenan. I'm gonna go spinach in my face. All right. Roxy, I want to see who you got, Roxy.
Wait, let me go last.
Okay.
I'm still cooking.
Rob.
It's
your question.
I'm going to go with the TV devil. Ooh. I'm going to be the TV devil. So
you'll be the grudge?
Yeah, I'm going to be the grudge. No, I'm thinking like like my default is like, okay, I'm gonna go to the news. Like I'm gonna tell you all the news to give you all that anxious dread. I'm gonna play on your fears. I'm gonna play the mind games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break you down, shut you down, all the anxiety of all the news. You're like, oh, I don't watch the news. I'm like, I'm spoiling every show.
Oh, wouldn't bother me, baby. I wouldn't see fear in that.
Everything. I'm ruining your favorite show. Yeah. I'm putting in plot lines that you didn't want. These characters you don't like, I'm putting them together.
You know what's crazy? I feel like they would hate you more. It would make them fear, like, don't do it. And you'd be like, this is how so-and-so ends. I'm going to fuck you up, Rob. Yeah. And they're going to be more angry and try to kill you.
I'm trying to play on their fears, you know? I'm trying to play on their fears. But I'm just like, it could end that way. I don't know, maybe.
That's hilarious. I like that. All right, creative answers so far. What you got for us, Roxy?
I'm debating between two, but they both kind of do what I want. Mm. Either the toaster devil or the oven devil.
The oven devil.
Yeah, either. Ooh. I just want to burn a mother. Like, yeah. I want to burn you.
Yeah.
I just want to get in me, get cooked. That sounds nasty. But like,
how would you?
I don't know, because I'm like, do I open me and pull you in and then cook you? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Open the titty. And put you it'll in the, my
be
body?
In the city?
Could be.
That's crazy.
That's kind of like just, the future devil was doing, you know?
Yeah, like, get in me, and I'm going to cook you, or I'm just hot to touch, so maybe I touch you.
It could probably be both, because at the end of the day, it could be both, because it's like,
yeah. Because you got the stovetop burners.
Yeah.
You
touch an oven, you can still get burned.
I got fire.
But you can still use to open up and as another party.
Yeah, because if you're preheating the oven, it'll heat up a room. It'll heat up the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm just slow cook everybody.
And then, like you said, I'm going to be a gas stove oven, too, because then I want actual fire. I don't want to be no electric. Mm-hmm. I'm firing bitches.
Now,
so
you,
now you
can explode, too. You can set up gas. Yeah. Leak gas out.
Somebody
light it,
dying.
Boom, blow.
Somebody
that's
dying.
That's actually fire, no pun intended.
Yo, thank you.
Oven saying, devil man. Is, yeah.
Oven, I'm the oven. A Dutch shit. Oven devil? I want another name. Oven devil ugly. Nobody's scared of that.
It's going to take you a minute
stove
to
heat up. That's what's going to be trash. Like, wait a minute.
Roxy might take us all out, to be honest.
Wait a minute. But if you get me, if you blend me but while I'm heating up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now I can just turn my stove
on. Hold
on.
I'm on 475. Hold on. It'll take 10 minutes, though. Yeah. Fuck out of here. I got to let you power up, nigga. All right. I don't play those games. I'll get you up out of here.
Trying to fight you at full strength.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So, we got to get ready to wrap this one up. But let's get one more real quick.
Sure.
What student from Jujutsu Kaisen would you want to see join the Devil Hunters? And I'll let we can just all answer it in a sense if you got an answer.
I mean, I already said him. I think Megumi would be really good.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think. I mean, him and Aki, he can actually teach Aki how to do it for real. How to really what the wolves really look like. How to really control some wolves.
Yeah.
I think that's. That'd be mine.
I gotta look up somebody's name. Go ahead. Put me last.
Okay. I'll go. I gotta.
I know who you're gonna say.
Who you think I'm gonna say?
Toge.
Ooh.
I was. You know what? Yeah. I was gonna. I was gonna actually go. I forgot the dude's name. That'd be slapping.
Toto.
I wasn't
even
saying, but yeah. Toge. I think it's just
Jennifer Lawrence. That one. Booty.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes cakes. but I'm gonna go Togo just because, like, man, he's just dope. I just love the whole just like. Toge, my bad.
You
yeah,
put
Toge.
Both of their
yeah,
names
Togedale.
Yeah, I would say just yeah, Toge, just because you know, just that whole blast away. I think he'll be dope with fucking fighting against these devils and fiends, and essentially they can't necessarily get close to him.
Yeah, I do like Toge.
So that would be my pick. I think he'll be super. I think he can fit in that crew too, in the sense of like even with like power, Denji. I think he'll fit in and be that kind of just like oh they're kind of annoying me, sushi. You know, type shit.
Sushi.
You know what I'm saying? Rob.
I would go with Maki because I think her power set would fit in pretty well. Like she doesn't have any curse power, so she just goes right to the cursed weapons. Like I feel like she and like Aki would have a lot to like, you know, hey, what weapons are you using? Like what contracts are you using? Mm-hmm. She's all about like souping herself up with like auxiliary weapons and stuff like
right.
that.
Here's a sword that won't end your life.
Yeah. Take this. Train with this. You know? Yeah. So I feel like she would be able to slip right into that world very easily.
Yeah. Rocks.
I'm going with Goat Joe. Okay, I'm going with Gojo.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
number one, he's fine. But
and
also,
I said with student from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, student! Damn it! Yeah, so. Well, if we going with before,
he was.
We going
a student.
In zero.
Oh, nah,
if we going zero, thank we going zero. Nah, we're going man. Student Gojo.
No, we going. We got to go. The current student.
I mean, currently because we're starting season two. He's
Roxy.
Currently a student,
and you only know that.
rocks it.
I read it.
No, you didn't. That's a lie, guys. My I just want to let you know that's a lie.
Who
you
got? She know that
not Gojo.
Well, if I can't do Gojo, fine ass. I'm going to go. What's his face from the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the first.
The
kid? Oh,
yeah. The love. Mm-hmm. What was his name? I don't know his names. Yeah.
Hold on. Just give us a second. I forgot his name, too.
We're looking it up right now.
Yuji?
Yeah.
Yuji.
It was Yuta.
Yuta.
Yuji's the main guy.
Yuta. I mean, he had a curse. Like, I feel like he would fit in well. He wouldn't be scared of it.
Yeah, he's got that contract, essentially, with that girl. Yeah.
So I think he would fit in well. And she was crazy. Like, she had hands, too. So I think he would be good.
All right. I like that.
Or Gojo. Season two.
Of course, I mean, he'd be unstoppable in this role. I wanted to see him and the Gun Devil.
He
would have
found the Gun Devil.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And been clowning all the time. All right, this is Jill. Oh, man. Let me pull the blind.
No! That's how he was fighting that movie.
Oh, I love it. All
right, man. So let's get into it. This is the end of the season. Let's get into our likes, dislikes of these last two episodes, and our overall likes of these the season and stuff like that. So, Rob, man, how you want to close us out for?
Well, like I was saying in my as I was talking about, like, of the four shows, like,
why did that tickle me so much?
Of the four shows, I would say this is the one that kind of took me the longest to, like, get into. But once it got there, it really hit its stride, and, like, I thought it finished very strong. And, like, there's a lot left to pick up on to go forward with, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing where the show is going to go. I would say these last four episodes, trying to think of, like, dislikes. I mean, like I said, I'm not the biggest Denji fan. Like, he's fine, but, like, I don't tune into the show for Denji. He's not, like, the person that keeps me coming back. And I get people like him. That's cool. I would give these last four episodes, I kind of forget where I've been coming in, but I would give these like a 7,800. And I would give this season as a whole, I would give it a 7,000.
Ooh, 7,000.
Yeah.
I'll go next and I had to sit it over to Roxy. These last two episodes, man, honestly, watching these last two, I feel like it was a movie the whole time. The way it was even shot, the way, like, the energy of it was, the stakes, the visual. I started to like characters more. I started to like Denji a little bit more. I feel like he is, right now, he's the comic relief. You know, people laugh. You know, you talk about how y'all like Mob Psycho and how funny it is. You know, the way they just kept kicking this dude in the balls and they kept cutting back to it, I was just like, this is hilarious, bro. I laughed out loud hard. So for me, just introducing some of the new fiends and devils and stuff like that, and the animation, and to me, the storytelling on here has been pretty sharp with, for the most part, some of the other characters. I mean, I'm all in. These last two episodes are probably, like, my favorite. So I'm going to give them, 7,900, 8,000? Give it 8,000.
Okay.
Overall for this show, 7,700 overall for this show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I enjoyed this first season. I know Rob said he wasn't necessarily feeling it as much. I was never not in from this show. But I will say it didn't give me the feeling like Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer first seasons did.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
I'd agree.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't give me for this season, but I feel like it's going to turn up for sure.
So that you feel like Demon Slayer accomplished more in 26 episodes than because that's a long, that's a lot. 26 episodes. You felt more in that than the 12 that Chainsaw Man gave you.
I felt in Demon Slayer, I felt like emotions in Demon Slayer. I felt sad at times. I was like, damn, man, like, you know, you want a sister come back. What's going to happen? Him, like, I think at the end of that season, he saw Mugen, was just like, all right, I got to catch this motherfucker. And then it's just like, all right, nah, bro, you're not ready for that smoke right now. So, you know, I think they did, to me, they did better in that sense. Roxy.
Okay. I love these last two episodes. Like, I think that was, like, a great way to end it. I'm going to disagree with Kenan on some points because I feel like, for me, at the beginning, it was just funny, like, it was just silly. But then, like, shit started getting real. Like, people started dying. Like, when they killed What's-Her-Face, I don't know. I was like, oh, they really killing people. And they were just killing people on the streets. I'm like, oh, people are gonna die. Like, I was getting sad. And I actually started to like Denji more. I didn't like him that much at the beginning. I thought he was a weirdo, like a weird-ass pervert.
I mean, he's a kid that never seen any of this stuff before.
And that's what kind of made me, I'm like, oh, you really don't know anything at all. Like, yeah, you're not necessarily a pervert. You're trying to experience life because you've never experienced it
and
before.
And you're 16, yeah.
Yeah, and you're 16. And so I started really feeling, like, bad for him. And then I started feeling even more bad because I'm like, oh, y'all are, like, everybody's manipulating him. Like, yeah, everybody around yeah. him is manipulating him and using
That's
him.
Facts.
Like, I give you what, you could touch a titty. You could touch the top of my pussy. Like, it's always...
Was that,
I missed that episode.
It was episode 6.5. The meat part. But it's all... But,
the meat part?
The meat
part?
Meaty front. She's like, you touch my meaty front. But it's always them using him to get something that they want.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like he's ever experienced... Well, he hasn't. Friendship, except for the little devil that, like, sacrifice itself.
That's
so like,
deeper than I looked at it.
Yeah, like, so it's really... It's sad as shit. And so... I feel like the last two episodes was like made me want to see the next season. Like, I want to know what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, a lot of some stuff was answered, but it was still a lot of stuff that wasn't answered.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to see what happens. And my child kind of spoiled like something big for me.
Oh.
But yeah. But even with that, this is how good it is to me. Even though I knew that, like, episode two, she told me, she's like, yeah, 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 shut the hell up.
Yeah.
But she told me that. But even knowing that, none of that's like revealed at all. Like, I don't even have an inkling of like how that's gonna play out. So
yeah.
I think that's just a testament to how like well it's written to where like I'm not really picking up on anything from that. So yeah.
So
what's the rating out of 10,000?
I have a 9,000.
9,000? Oh, I'm giving it an 8,600.
Ooh,
no,
okay.
That's too high. 8,250.
Okay.
I'm giving it 8,250. I feel like it's great. I do want to see some more. I want to see some more action. I want to see Denji chop some more people up. Like, I feel like they kind of, like, you know, I want some more chop some dicks off.
I'm sure that's coming.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for the dick chopping.
And what would you give this season overall?
Season overall? I give it a
8,150.
8,150.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Okay. 8,150.
Okay.
That attitude wasn't for you, by the way. That was for you. You don't know numbers.
You don't know numbers.
8,150.
Yeah.
Ice, what you got for his eyes?
I like Chainsaw Man. I read it. So, I mean, with reading it, I already knew what was coming. It's so dope to get it animated.
Has it been accurate?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, damn near panel from panel. I think only difference is... The manga is a lot more explicit.
Gotcha.
So like that I guess one scene in, for instance, is the throw up scene was a lot more graphic in the manga. For good reason. Like the parts that they cleaned up, I understood why they cleaned it
gotcha.
Up. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I want to see the real throw up. Like it wasn't like I didn't feel that way.
Say manga accurate?
Yeah. I'm out. The throw up wasn't right, man.
Show me the barf.
Yeah. Like that, there's not a hashtag barf cut going around.
Where's the barf cut?
But it was enjoyable. It was a good time. I like Denji. I talked about this the last time we reviewed it, so I won't go through it again. I have no problems with his motivations. He's a 16-year-old kid. Mm. Pussies is always top of the list when you're 16.
Just a top pussy.
Aki is fine. The supporting cast is really cool. I actually like Mino. What's her name? Eye patch lady?
Himeno.
Yeah. I liked her. She was cool.
She was
cool. But
R.I.P. Statutory rape aside.
I know where the people.
Near.
Yo.
You said
near,
what?
I said near statutory rape.
You said that last time. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
I think I just like the eye patches. I think I like eye patch covered eye people.
R.I.P. though. I do.
R.I.P. as you slander her name.
I did.
I mean, she did.
But I do think the I know who's going. So just to watch that, and to Roxy's point, there's people that's getting up out of here that is going to come from left field. And that's another great point that I didn't think about that Roxy made, was just like, that just goes to good writing because you don't see it. And that's the whole point of twist working. All in all, I enjoyed it. There really wasn't nothing that I saw that was just like, this is blasphemous. I hate it or anything like that. So on a scale of 1 to 0 to 9,000, I'll give it 78 for these. Oh, these last two episodes, I'll give an 81. Mm. I feel like it was really good.
Yeah.
Overall for the show, I'll give it a 7,800 for season one.
Okay. And Brendan, did he finish it or do you know?
I don't know.
You didn't? Oh, fuck him. All right. Fuck him. That is our wrap up for Chainsaw Man season one, episodes 11 through 12. I don't think it even has a release date yet. I don't think it has a release date. Right. If they have a release date already, that's crazy. I feel like.
I know sometimes they do, like when it's big. No, they don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think they have anything ready for it. But yeah, man, appreciate Roxy coming through.
Of course, man.
Showing love. We're gonna get into Bleach next, and she didn't get a chance to finish up Bleach, so we're gonna let her gracefully leave.
Anything else you want to say before you leave, real quick?
I know you got stuff coming up.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? They call me Big Titty Rock, so you know what I'm saying. Follow me on all my handles or handle me. No, you can go follow. Follow me. It's R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E, Roxy Hayes. I'm dropping some new music. I'm dropping like 2 songs a month. So check me out on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to music other than Tidal, because I ain't paying for that. And then
other than Tidal, Mr. Black on.
Right. Nah, they ain't Black on no more. He's sold. Right. Okay, but so yeah, listen to my music. Oh, I have podcast episodes that I'm dropping for Bedtime Bitch and Anti Meridian, which is like a motivational podcast, and Tell Me a Story, Roxy, which is where I talk about my life and all of that stuff. And I'm dropping episodes for each one like once a month. So check all of those out wherever you listen to podcasts. Buy my book on Amazon. It is Playing with Fire. And that's it. Just follow me. I do a lot of stuff. I got an episode on OWN. So check that out as well. Yeah, I was on all the single ladies. So check that out.
Gaming While Black too, right?
On OWN. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And Gaming While Black, I have a show called Mostly Positive. Check that out as well. Just check me out. I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, good Lord.
I'm tired.
Every 2 hours later.
So I'm Roxy Hayes. R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E.
Did I read the poem on air?
You did. On Patreon.
I read it on Patreon. So yeah, if you want to see the Patreon, I read actually one of her poems on Patreon.
Yeah.
And I read it very gracefully.
You did a great job.
She said she didn't like it, but I think I did a good
job. You read well. You did.
He didn't stutter or buffer.
I didn't stutter or buffer.
At all.
You did good for your skill set.
You know me. I didn't read it fast. Like, either. So
He put some heart into it, and I appreciate that.
But thank you, Roxy. And Roxy will also be on our episode of Bonfire Stories coming out.
Ooh.
I mean, that'll be in L.A. If you're in L.A., in the L.A. area, Glendale specifically, Bonfire Stories, November. God damn, I'm in 2022 soon. January 28th, Roxy will be there Saturday, January 28th. If you want to come through, she will be rocking out with us, telling a fire-ass story. So please come through and support if you are in the area. Roxy, we love you.
Love you so much. Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Roxy.
Why sound so sad? Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll miss you guys. Hey, yo, fuck Bleach.
It's like, do we walk around? We got to continue the podcast and shit. It's like,
You good. You got it. She know where to go.
Damn, I'm a lady.
Hey, Roxy, I got you on the, you know.
Yeah,
I shoot you.
All right.
So now we're going to get into the, thank you for taking your trash, Sue.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for not.
Little snacks.
We're going to get into the Bleach recap, episodes 12 through 13, right?
Damn,
of Bleach.
11 through 13.
I'm sorry, 11 through 13.
Three episodes.
Yeah. Bleach recap. See you, Roxy.
All right,
peace
Roxy.
Out. Episodes 11 through 13 of Bleach. Rob, recap. Let's get it.
Here we go. God. We start on Uetsu explaining to Renji why he banished Ichigo back to the human world. He says all Soul Reapers claim it's an Impakuto of their own. Ichigo never did, so he has to understand his own origins before he can progress any further. In the human world, Ichigo's dad greets him. Ichigo runs away to the Unigaya shop, where Akumi helps him clean himself up, get him a meal. She wants to know what's going on, but Ichigo refuses to tell her. Soon, though, the doorbell rings, and when Akumi goes to answer it, Ichigo sees the specter of his father and his Shinigami gear before him. He quickly leaves, knowing he has to talk with his dad, but Akumi finds that he left his Soul Reaper badge behind. I'm a raw eye on you, Cam, to fact-check me on all this. When Ichigo meets up with his dad, he gets the full download on not only his personal history, but also his mom's. So back when Ichigo's dad was the captain of the 10th Division, he took on a job to discover why Soul Reapers were getting killed in a certain city in Japan. Little did he know that it was an experiment that Aizen was running, where he was combining Soul Reapers and Hollows. And his latest creation has the ability to create more Hollows like itself. Ichigo's mother, meanwhile, was a Quincy that was living with the Ishida family and was betrothed to Uryu's father to help preserve the Quincy bloodlines. She didn't fit in well with the family, who wanted her to hide out and keep her identity secret. That all lasted until the night when Ichigo's dad clashed with this experimental Hollow called White. After White killed 2 Soul Reapers in front of Ichigo's dad, they engaged in a fight. Ichigo's mom felt the spiritual pressure from the fight and snuck out, even after Uryu's dad tried to stop her. And it's a good thing she did, too, because White was giving Ichigo's dad all he could handle, especially when Aizen joined in and secretly lent a hand. As White was about to finish off Ichigo's dad, even after losing an arm, his mom fires a Quincy arrow to draw his attention. More curious than anything, Aizen watches as White draws close to Ichigo's mom and bites her shoulder, and then she blows that Hollow's brains out with a final shot. As unbeknownst to her, energy that will then turn her into a Hollow creeps into her wound from White. White self-destructs, but Ichigo's dad flies in, blocks most of it from the blow from hitting her, and when he finds out that she is a Quincy, he's just simply amused, and she immediately starts falling for him. Uryu's dad and the servant, Kanai, who it turns out to be Uryu's future mother, watches this interaction And his dad tells Kanai, hey, don't report any of this to my mom. Don't tell the family about any of this. Back in the Soul Society, Aizen's men panic that White didn't pass on the holification energy into a Soul Reaper, but Aizen is pleased, curious to see what will happen. And in the present, we see Uryu meeting up with a shadowy figure in the rain. Back to the story, when Ichigo's dad reports back to Yamamoto about the incident, he leaves out any mention of any run-ins with Quincy's. As they continue on with their lives, both of Ichigo's parents really can't stop thinking about their meeting, but something dark grows in his mother, and the only one who seems to know anything about it is Urahara, who accidentally bumps into her on the street. When Ichigo's mom returns home, Uryu's grandmother is angry with her for sneaking out to fight a hollow, but when Ishida's dad finds out Kanai ratted on her, he's angry, but she insists, hey, this wound that she got from a hollow, you know, could basically make her dangerous, and of course... This turns out to be right, because as she's defending her actions to the angry grandmother, Ichigo's mom just collapses from the wound and a hole begins to open up in her chest. Ishida's dad scoops her up and runs out of the house and to find some sort of help. But soon enough, Ichigo's dad tracks him down. And when he sees the hole in their chest, he starts to panic as well. But Urahara soon shows up and tells them, hey, I've got a solution. As Ichigo's mother falls, her spirit falls closer to being consumed by the hollow. Urahara explains that there is a cure that none of them will like. Because she is becoming part Quincy and part hollow, she will need the exact opposite to keep her from falling all the way. A part human, part soul reaper. He presents a human body to Ichigo's dad, one of the fake, I forget what they're called, but these vessels that soul reapers can put themselves into.
Gigai.
And he tells him, hey, you're the only one that can do it. And to everybody's surprise, he does. He agrees to do it. He just throws away his status as a soul reaper to protect her, saying, you know, if I didn't do this, you know, my future version of myself wouldn't be able to respect me. So after Ichigo's father vanquishes the hollow, Urahara explains that they will have to stay together to prevent the hollow from returning. Uryu's father then leaves in despair, but Kanai waits for him in the rain, confesses her love to him. He realizes there's still someone out there for him, and they return home. Ichigo's father finishes the story explaining how he opened up this healthcare facility. The two fell in love over the years and eventually started their family. That went on until the day Ichigo's mother died. Normally, she could have handled the attacking hollow, the Kingfisher, with no problem. But the King Quincy that was the point when he basically gained his powers back and had awoken. And he deemed all the Quincy's that he deemed unworthy, including Ichigo's mom, he basically sucked their powers away from them. And so she lost her ability to protect herself and she died protecting Ichigo. Ichigo, of course, went on to become a substitute soul reaper. But then when he connected with the hollow part of his mother that she passed down to him, the spell keeping Ichigo's dad in his human form broke and he was able to access his soul reaper powers again. Having learned everything, Ichigo thanks his dad, intending to head back to the Soul Society. Akumi is waiting outside for him and returns his badge, and at that moment, Mira returns and takes Ichigo back to Oetsu's castle. Ichigo then takes the same test as before against the unformed Zenpakuto. Oetsu watches, smiling this time as the figures all bow down to Ichigo until he reaches the one meant for him. He grasps his hand, and it turns into a form that looks like him with his hollow mask, and Oetsu promises to form it into a new Zenpakuto for him. Around the Soul Society, we see the other captains are using their time to train as well, either to fight without their Bankais or to develop their Bankais in the first place. Mayuri, too, is hard at work on some sort of secret invention in the R&D department, and Komamura goes to see the elder of his people to learn this technique, which doesn't really go well because he goes to see this giant dog that's like, man, you were pretending to not be one of us. And he's just like, yeah, but like I came out eventually. And he's just like, not good enough. Let's fight. In Uetsu's forge, he summons his bodyguards to get the fires burning and starts hammering away on the materials to shape Ichigo's new sword. Still, he says there's more that Ichigo must do, and that is to confront the man that has been posing as Zenpakuto, Zengetsu. And Ichigo says that he felt there was something odd, you know, specifically that the Quincy King looks so much like Zengetsu that he was drawn to him in the battle. And he goes to speak with Zengetsu and confronts him about all this and questions his motives. Zengetsu admits that he is not truly Zenpakuto and is just the part of Ichigo that is connected to his Quincy bloodline. Over the years, he hoped that he would not become a Soul Reaper, and he tried to restrict his powers. And when his path became clear, there was little more than Zengetsu could do, and basically the hollow started to emerge more and more and save Ichigo's life, because that is truly his Zenpakuto, the hollow, White. So over time, Zengetsu realizes he could not stand in Ichigo's way, decided to support his decision, and that is now why he fades away, giving Ichigo full access to his potential in his hybrid Soul Reaper / Quincy / Hollow powers. From there, Ichigo reaches into the flames of the forge, pulls out his new Zenpakuto, a pair of blades that will unleash his true power, and he accepts all parts of himself. And in the realm of the Quincy's, the king gets a visitor, and it is none other than Uryu, who says that he has come to join the fight on the side of the Quincy's. And that is where we finished part one of the Thousand Year Blood War.
Rob, thank you for that recap.
That was an amazing recap.
No, yeah. Thank you.
even somebody that watches Bleach and knew what was going on, hearing that extra level of clarification was really dope.
I needed it. I'll tell you what. I needed that extra level, so I put it in there for me, most of all. All
right. So, first question for the Bleach portion of this show. Do you think, you know, towards the end he came, you know, Shida came there and pulled up on the Quincy's. Do you think he's going to actually truly fight on the Quincy's side? And does he really want to become a villain, Rob?
Well, I'll just say this. Based on... I sent you this question before. I sent a trailer to the group chat with a trailer for the next part, and it certainly seems like that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Ishida was talking all sorts of shit about, like, I'm going to destroy you, like, I'm here with the Quincy's, like, I need to eliminate you, Ichigo. I think somewhere eventually something will come around that they'll have to bury the hatchet. There will become something, but I think at this point of the journey, man, she just seems all in. And
they've been itching for a fight since season one.
It's
since they met.
Yeah. It seems like, but like what kind of bums me out about the whole thing is that, like, at least on Ichigo's side, at the beginning of this season, it seems like he respects Ishida. And he's just like, even when he's gathering the troops to be like, we need to go to the Soul Society. We need to help them. We need to, or not even go to the Soul Society. They were going to go to my favorite place to talk about. Waco Mundo.
Hollowland?
Yeah, Hollowland. he's like, we need to help these hollows out because they're in trouble. And Ishida's just like, I can't do that. And Ichigo's like, I knew that. I knew you would say that. I knew you can't help them. But I wanted to invite you because I see you as a part of the team.
Yeah.
So even though, like, maybe they've been itching for a fight, honestly,
there's a mutual respect there for sure.
They've helped each other.
There's always been that competitive nature between the two of them, though. So I think the Quincy's are going to feed on that.
This definitely feels to me like a Goku-Vegeta rivalry, where Goku's like, we're cool, we're buddies. And Vegeta's like, yeah, we're cool. But in the back of his mind, he's like, I would love to smack the fucking shit out
of this
dude.
Yeah, and for a lot of the early Bleach stuff, Uryu or Ishida wasn't super, like, he knew if he went toe-to-toe with Ichigo, he'd probably lose.
Yeah, it sounds like the only reason they have mutual respect at this point is because Ryu figures that Ichigo would dog walk if it really came
at
to
any
it.
Point in this.
If he went full power, he would take out Ishida. And now Ishida may be offered more power now with his new Quincy's.
And it's funny too. Sorry, not to dominate the question, but like earlier when Ichigo was fighting Jay, and he's like, "Man, like your powers are like even more powerful than Ishida," and the guy's like, "That can't be true." And Ichigo looks at him and he's just like, what are you talking about? Like, Uryu's not this strong.
Right.
Like, he's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
But I mean, just to answer this, go ahead and become a villain.
It'll be one of those villains, but he'll like redeem at the end, is my assumption. And then they'll both have to take down the Quincy King.
Yeah, that's what
that'll probably
too.
Be the
but
story.
But I feel like
arc.
He was like, I was just like, go ahead. What you gonna do, bitch? What you truly gonna do to me if we square off? Because I got stronger too. Yeah. They gonna go ahead and give you some power, whatever it is. But I'm getting stronger myself as Ichigo. So I was already way stronger than you. Now I got stronger. You just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
So if you would have been on the wrong side of history, bitch, go ahead and be on it. Yeah. That's how I felt like it. I'm just like, go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
So, Ice.
I think in his heart of hearts, he don't want smoke with Ichigo. I think in his heart of hearts, he doesn't. I think he's grown to like Ichigo over this time. They fought side by side together. But I do think number one thing, there's no level of power that anybody can give Ishida because he's so far back. There's nothing that he can do with fuck with Ichigo. Even season one Ichigo, I don't care what the Quincy King gives him. He's not fucking with that.
Yeah. Mm.
I think even especially now as with news on Pacto, all the stuff that he's went through with fighting eyes and stuff, Uryu is trash. Uryu is cool storyline.
He doesn't have the experience.
Uryu is again supporting cast. He's included with that trash. So I mean, he can become a villain. He can go full Sasuke and sell his soul to try to become stronger, but it will never rival.
Get the leash.
Well, and the interesting thing about Ishida is he's always had the excuse because Ichigo was never a full Soul Reaper.
Yeah.
That he was like, well, I'm not really helping the Soul Reapers. I'm helping Ichigo, so it doesn't count. And that's kind of been his excuse. He's been falling
that's
back
his loophole.
On. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he don't. I don't.
Now he's just.
He should, because that's the only way he's going to taste power.
Your mom should have been my mom. Let's fight.
He's going to get the power and be like, I got you, bitch. And he's going to still get dog walked by the other Quincy's. Like,
now, he might have been cold if homegirl, if Ichigo's mama would have been his mama. He might have been better.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. If your Zanpakuto took human form, who would you want it to be? Ice.
If it took human form, I would want it to be my uncle, probably my Uncle Terry, who passed when like 05 when I was like 12, 13, I guess, somewhere around there. He was just big. He played a big role in my life. He, you know, he lived in L.A. and California in Palm Springs, and he would come visit me when I lived in St. Louis, and every time he pulled up, it was a joyous occasion. So I was just thinking about somebody that's like, when I go there, but he was always stern on me too. Like, he was hard on me and fun and a good blend of like both. And I think as a father, that's something that I've trying to been is just a good, like, I think my son would look at me as a good time, but also on his ass. Like, that's kind of how he was for me. So I think to see him, and as Azan Pak told, to get to talk to him and just have those brief moments before I get active, like, hey, man, you know what you need to do, right? Oh, okay, cool. And, or we might laugh about something and like, damn, you're really getting washed out there, man. What's up? You need to do something about it, big dog. All right, yeah, you got it. Let me get out there and get active. So I think that's what I would want, just because I feel like that's somebody that when I'm in the trenches getting active can really motivate me or take the severity out the situation so I can go in more free.
And to I guess to go deeper into what the Zanpakuto can really do, it's like, does it fight too? Like, does it like, is it just to go deeper?
No, it doesn't. That's your sword. The Zanpakuto told you. But that person doesn't fight.
Okay.
That person never takes human form and fights with you.
There's a whole arc in Bleach where that happens, and
I skipped it, and I skipped all that shit.
So that can't, so it can happen.
It does. Well, yeah. It does happen.
But it's like,
but if that's you, right?
What do you mean?
Doesn't it? Don't they fight their Zanpakuto themselves?
They have to like tame them, and then they team up and they fight the guy who's been caught. Yeah,
but that's bullshit. So like, I don't. not canon. Like, I don't.
I don't know how the people who are telling the story count what is canon and what's not canon because it's technically a filler arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's filler. So I don't consider that. You go see him. I always take Zanpakuto. You go talk to the person in your soul or whatever. However,
but
that
see,
space
what's
that
interesting
you
is only Ichigo does that. No one else goes and sees their Zanpakuto like that, and that's because Ichigo's not like a regular Soul Reaper, and that's not his Zanpakuto. That's the Quincy King in like a materialized form.
Yeah, so, and that's true too. But
you
I think
you can't really take that and imprint that upon all the other Soul Reapers.
But they do
not
have, they do give their Zanpakuto's names, and there's some type of connection, so to speak, with the Zanpakuto.
Well, and there is some form of them because we saw in that one scene with all those women that those were all soon to be Zanpakuto's or something like that. So there is some like physical form of them, but it's not the same as Ichigo when he's going to talk to Zangetsu and all that.
Okay. Rob,
I have no fucking idea. Okay, no, I'm sitting over here struggling.
I can go.
No, I got an got an answer. I don't feel super great about it.
Okay,
and it's just a weird answer. I'm gonna go. My answer. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Conan O'Brien. I'm gonna make Conan O'Brien my Zanpakuto.
That's
like
fun.
The redheads.
You
know,
with the redheads unite. Number one, just because like he makes me laugh. Like he's a silly dude, and like
he's quick.
Both. Yeah, he's a smart dude. Both like on his shows, like when he's doing a bit. When he's doing a sketch, like some of my favorite Simpsons episodes obviously are his. Some of my like his talk show is great. His podcast he does now is great. I know just from like I'm a fan, so like I know he's into history, which I'm also into history stuff, and also like hearing him talk about his work style and his work ethic, and he talks about like, you know, comedy looks easy, but like honestly there's a lot of hours that go into that, and like knowing that he has such like a diligent work ethic, and I don't necessarily look up to a lot of people in the industry and think like, man, I want to be like that guy, but like he is one of those people that I do that I look up to, because I'm like, he clearly is about the work and doing what he has to do to be, and he's a bit of a perfectionist, and I could be like that too. So I think there would be part of us that would mesh like that. But I'm certain there'd be times where I'm like, man, we don't get along. But I think it would just be fun. If I had to be stuck with somebody, may as well make you laugh.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
I would go with Michael Jai White.
Mm.
If I'm stuck into some shit and I don't know how to do, how do you do beat this guy? Hey, that's what you got to do, man.
Yeah. Aaron Donald. Donald is my
if he was about Zanpakuto, I would whoop Aaron Donald's ass. I would have zero fear about fighting Aaron Donald.
I think that the latter statement is more true than the former.
But I'm saying, like, I remember this, you know, he has a video out there where he's showing you how to punch or whatever the case may be. And it's like
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, and he's showing Kimbo Slice how to punch or whatever, and just like how you telegraph a punch, and everybody. That video went viral multiple times on multiple different platforms, and it's just like, he knows martial arts.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
And if I'm out here, yeah, he's a nerd. And so, like, first of all, like, I've met him actually a few times. I'm sure he probably doesn't remember, but like, I met him a few times talking to him. One, he holds a great conversation. Mm. And two, if like, if I'm in the heat of battle, this is the guy that I would want talking me through, or like, all right, helping me with some shit, or giving me the advice to be like, all right, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
I can see what's happening. This is how you can beat this guy, because mm-hmm. if you use this particular technique, you can get it done this way. And I would rather have something like that on my side, you know, because if you're getting your ass whooped and he just tells a joke, you know.
Yeah.
So, punchline, Rob's like,
I'm getting whooped and Conan is roasting me on the side. I'm like, that's what I get. That's what I get for picking him. I don't know.
He's engaged. Get off of him. Nah. He's getting smacked up. All right, next question, man. Out of the half-breeds, man, out of these two half-breeds, Ichigo and Gohan, who is your favorite half-breed out of these two? This is kind of a weird question for me.
Ichigo's just kind of a trio hybrid, because he's human, like, Quincy, and
four.
Soul
he's four things.
Because he's hollow, too. Yeah, he's a...
And
he's
hollow.
He's a bunch of different things. But
quadruple.
For this question, he's half-breed.
It's
surprised you didn't put Trunks in here.
I didn't want to put a
he
bunch
doesn't
of
matter.
Yeah, I want to put a bunch of different characters
I
in
understand.
There. Because Trunks, I would pick out of my favorite, but out of these particular two, it was tough because I love Gohan, so I know how big, you know, a Gohan fan Rob is. But like, from what it seems like, Ichigo has never had the moment of a Gohan. He's never been a Saiyan man. He's never been.
Wait, you're gonna have to describe that moment. I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's
never
like
he's been a hoe.
He's never been a hoe. He's never been like, oh, I didn't train, so I can't say protect my family.
Actually, yeah, there's a multiple moments when Ichigo goes through like an episode arc of like he's depressed because he lost the last fight, and he's like, I'm not gonna fight anymore, and then he has to go and train and fight. But there's a bunch of episodes every time
he
gets
says
beat.
He's not gonna fight no
yeah,
more.
There's
he
a bunch
depressed.
Of times. There's a bunch of
he's
times
like,
where
man,
he gets like
sucks.
Sad Ichigo, and he's like, I
that's
suck.
Post-fight.
I can't do it.
Fight.
Yeah, it's
he's
always
never
post-fight.
Pre-fight.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
So Cameron.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I feel like Ichigo has always been down to get down.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah,
Gohan
he always will get back up
as a great, he's never had a great Sandman moment. We just like, all right, you kind of weak as fuck
well,
out
he
here.
He shut everything down and leaves.
Yeah, and you getting dog walked by just bottom tier villains, and it's terrible. He's always a top dog, or he's near the top dog. So I would have to give Ichigo the winner of the half breed, or the my favorite half breed out of these particular two. Rob, What do you think?
I can't even believe you're asking me this question. It's Gohan by country mile. I mean,
why though? Explain yourself.
Why? Because, well, number one, I just like Gohan in general, just for his character moments, and like I get the appeal of Ichigo. He's just like, oh yeah, he wants to fight. Like he's always stepping up and yada yada or like whatever. But like, what I love about Gohan is a similar reason why I like Mob, because they just want to be normal and they want to live that normal life, but greatness calls to them, and for the most part they answer that call, and for the most part when Gohan is called on to fight Cell, he does it.
How long ago was Cell?
That doesn't matter.
Gohan's like Gohan's 40 right now.
We just watched a movie where he was called upon again.
Oh my god, that's like somebody bringing in the All-American McDonald's highlight reel and like, look guys, I dropped 50 in the All-American game.
I'm just saying, like, that
yeah,
was
but
it happened when it happened.
You're riding a fucking bench in the NBA.
No. See, here's the thing. Because that's when Gohan was doing it, he was there because he had to be, and he did what he had to do. I mean, even in the Namek saga, there was a moment where wasn't he just like, hey, Vegeta, beat the shit out of me right now so I can get an instant power up? When he was like 10. Like, Ichigo didn't get on the scene until he was, like, well in his teens. He's already some dude that likes to fight. This is the sort of life he's into. Gohan never wanted this, and still he got
there. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
He didn't want this.
I was forced to do it because, you know, my dad's not here, so I got to just step up and be a man of the house.
So you like Gohan? Yes. So you like Gohan more than Gon? Gon didn't really... He was young. He was younger than Gohan, and he just jumped into it.
Yeah, I like Gohan.
And he didn't come from. He didn't come from. But that same logic, Gohan would technically. I mean, Gon would be a better character than Gohan because he didn't really ask for that life. He didn't ask to be left. He just went out there and was just like, "I'm gonna
go
find my dad."
No, he actively pursued. I'm gonna go be a hunter.
That's
so
different.
Like,
yeah, he did.
But
his dad was gone, and he was just like, "I'm gonna go get him." And he had a regular life too.
Yeah, but even before that, he was just like, "I'm out here. I'm gonna go do the stuff that I gotta go do. Like, I'm gonna go be a hunter. I'm gonna go pursue adventure." Like. Gohan just wanted a normal life, and it, when given the opportunity, when he beat the biggest bad guy that was out there and thought he had saved the world, he went and just went to live the normal life because he had earned it. And when he thought there were people out there, like, you can call a great Saiyan man corny. I'm not saying he's not corny. But the dude went out there and was just like, I'm going to still go try to help people and become a superhero. He was a corny superhero, but the dude went to go be a superhero when nobody asked.
That's trash.
That's a bullshit.
That's a bullshit.
How's that bullshit?
That's a bullshit. How's get him up out of here.
Gohan has seen way too much to know that I can't just be like, all right, my duty's here done. Mm. He knows that there's sources out there and there's aliens out there that are
going to
come.
Why would he know that?
What are you talking about? He just literally had to fight Frieza. He's seen people come to his planet and try to destroy it multiple times.
Frieza, who was the emperor of the universe, who he fucking killed. So who else is there? Or he didn't kill, he didn't kill him, but he got killed.
But then he saw Cell after that.
And then he got killed by Gohan.
And then there's other...
But what would make him think that there's more out there?
Because space is big.
Because space is big? What the fuck does that mean?
What was the time gap between Cell and Boo?
It's like 10 years.
It's not 10 years.
It's a long time.
Something like that. He pretty much went from young teen to like
it's
adult.
At least five.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to just chill?
Yeah.
You're a fucking Saiyan. Get your shit together.
He's half human, half Saiyan.
But his daddy chilling. I mean, his daddy working. His uncle working. Everybody been training this
entire
time.
There's tournaments, man. There's tournaments, aliens.
All
everywhere.
Of that shit.
He doesn't want to do that.
Man, and for that reason,
then he ain't better half breed than Ichigo.
Exactly.
That's by a different metric. But what makes somebody a good half breed?
And in this particular sense, getting after it. Getting active, man.
Stay ready.
So then why is it the question, which one of these two characters fights more? Then it's fucking Ichigo. Are you happy? Which one do I like more? It's Gohan.
Yo, I love it.
That's
triggered,
a stupid question. What the fuck then? What are we even talking about?
Rob, you fell into a trap, it feels like.
Yeah.
What's the question then?
Oh, man. Rob got heated, bro.
It. Yeah, I love it.
Fuck Ichigo.
We just fucked up Bleach for him now because he's just looking at it.
Fuck Ichigo. This
fuck Ichigo.
Sucks.
Bleach blood arc fucking sucks. I'm giving it a 1,000.
This shit is trash. I didn't like it that much. That's why I didn't watch it.
That's why I didn't watch the first 24 seasons.
How many hundreds of episodes? I'm fucking out.
Yeah. What do you
hey, got? Man, come on. Without it. By a country mile, I'm going with Ichigo because he got... Multiple women on that show have tried to throw puss on him, and he hasn't faltered once. Gohan got pussy thrown at him one time, and he ain't been the same since. That alone makes him the better person, the better fighter,
I mean,
better whoever.
Vagina has done it to a lot of great men, but go ahead.
That's very true. And Ichigo is not one of those men.
I mean, Gohan saved the world multiple times before he was Ichigo's age, before he even showed up on the scene, but, you know, whatever.
That's more of the reason for him to be the man. You know what's at stake. I can lose this puss. And that didn't change anything. Or I can get more.
If I'm the... Hey, you know who saved the world, boo?
Right.
You know, hey, this guy right here.
He doesn't need it.
He knows what's at stake. And he has a child. And he's just like... It takes all of those things. And he's still like, damn, man, maybe I should be, because he was supposed to be that guy.
Then even after he has a child, he goes, oh, man, I need to get stronger. And still doesn't get as strong as he could get.
Exactly.
He still goes, I'm going to slack on my training.
That is whole behavior. And you know what? I can't blame him for not wanting to get to that level because he ain't been that level in 15 years. It's hard to try to become a dog again. Like, he can't become a dog again after all of that. Like, it's
dog,
hard.
I thought when the dog was in you, it was in
it's
you.
It's like, in you. He had the dog in him and just like, you know what? We kibbles and bitch right now. And that's what he been. He kibbles and bitch for about the past 15 to 20 years.
Yo, Rob is revving up, bro.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Rebuttal?
Yeah, okay. If you want to define your characters entirely by toxic masculinity, violence, and the fucking puss they play, then yeah, sure. Ichigo's so fucking great.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I'm just saying, Ichigo's been in similar situations, and he's came out still a dog. Even when he got washed. You take your L's. Gohan can take his L's. I'm not saying that, but at no point through post-sale Gohan did he have that coming-to-terms moment with himself or being like, I gotta get back at it. After Boo, he should have been a dog moving forward.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give you Boo. I will give you boo that time that transpired, 10 years or whatever it is. Boo happens. Let my uncle and my dad take care of it. I give you all of that. But after boo, he should have been a dog moving forward, and he was not. And for that reason, Ichigo had got watched, got stuff happened to him, had his depressed moments like Cam was saying.
Your cable, you're coming out of your mic.
Oh.
No, this one down here. There you go.
Yeah, the bottom one.
Had his depressed moments like Cam was saying and still persevered. And had women trying to throw it on him, still persevered, yeah, and still handled business. Ichigo by a month.
All I'll say, and I'm going to finish this up, we're comparing a literal main character that from a show to somebody
who was supposed to be the main character.
We're talking about Ichigo still?
Gohan was supposed to be the main character.
He's supposed to be the guy.
Was supposed to be the main character, but never was, so... Because we're comparing somebody that literally is a main character.
He didn't have it in him. He didn't have main character energy. He couldn't have did it. They was like, you know what? This is not our guy. Gohan's not our guy. We thought he was, but
then why does everybody want to see him come back? Why is everybody saying like, oh, he's got to come back if they don't want to see more of him?
Nostalgia's a hell of a drug.
They want to see Trunks come
You're
back
talking
too.
About a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
Yo, Rob hit us with the, you wanted to find it a toxic masculinity. I was like, this is what the writing's going to go with? Oh, you're going to get the people on your side. Okay, all right, fuck it then, Rob. All right, fuck it, man. All right. All right, so let's just close it out. Can we do one more? All right, out of all the characters, last one, out of all the characters working on their level ups right now, who are you most excited to see back in action in part two, Rob?
Quick answers. I guess the Fox dude. Because he's talking about, like, he's got to go get some secret technique. So if he's talking about, like, hey, I got to learn some ancient secret of my people, it better be worth seeing.
Yes.
Because, to be honest, like, I don't really know what a lot of these people are capable of. This was less for me and more for the people that have watched Bleach. Because I'm just like, I don't really know exactly what a lot of... Because they showed a bunch of people in a montage of, like, okay, these guys are going off to train. I'm like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Those captains kind of got active. The dude that went to the big... creature thing, he was a big part of that last part. He turned up for his Bankai is pretty cool, and he really handled business.
Yeah, he had like, and he got his Bankai stolen, so he's got a secret technique. He's the one that I'm like, I want to see what's coming back, because like they showed that little kid and he's just, well, I'll let you guys talk.
He be getting washed. Seems he looks like cool as fuck, because you know I like ice people, but yeah, he be getting washed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the dude. I don't know the names on Bleach like that, so forgive me. I think our internet's kind of messing up.
Yeah, I just got a notice. I don't know what it is.
But I'm gonna go with the dude with the eye patch.
Zaraki?
Oh yeah, Zaraki.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with him.
I just
want to see, like, he went through all that stuff too, his training and getting back to where you say he needs to be. You said he always kind of kept himself down, never.
He held himself back so he'd never win a fight, or when he met someone who was stronger than him, he could continue fighting for as long as possible.
Right, and now I want to see. All right, now he's like, all right, now I ain't got to hold back. I want to see him go there. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's gonna. It'll be super fire to see that happen. Ice.
I wonder if he's. I don't think he is, but I wonder if he gets a match with the Quincy King. I want to see.
I wonder if he gets a match with Ichigo, because he's always been riding for that too. And now if they're at full power, they might fight.
Yeah,
you think he'll fight even though they got a bigger?
They want to.
I think that's
Zaraki's been wanting to fight him since they met each other, and then throughout the entire show is always like, "We're gonna do
Which
that one on one again."
Which is kind of fucked up because Zaraki kind of won that first one. He should have won.
Yeah, they both.
Aizen helped him win that. Aizen helped Ichigo win that fight when they went at it. For me. I mean, Zaraki's a great one. I know he's technically not training right now. He's damn near alive, but Byakuya, I want to see him fight the flower guy, Rukia's brother. Like, I want to see him do it just because he got washed. He got his Bankai taken. He was, like, one of the first people to take the real massive L. He's been a dog up until this moment. So I think this is going to be a lot of stuff that he has to internally deal with, but also outwardly deal with as people look at him as that guy. So I want to see his, I guess, quote unquote, redemption arc and see what he does.
All right. That's it for the question portion of the show. Let's get into our likes, dislikes, scores for this overall season, these last three episodes, I'm sorry, and the overall season. I'll go first. Bleach, man. Bleach did his thing this season. After not watching, 24 seasons, I guess I just found out.
23
seasons of fucking Bleach.
You already watched the first one. Yeah,
besides season one. This show, I mean, I get it, man. These two episodes were pretty good. We got some good backstory. We kind of got what we kind of was going to predict in from the last few episodes getting into these two. I saw his mom get a little active too. She was about it. bust old dude in the head, head bustle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Head bust.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cool. Now I'm kind of upset that I didn't. I wanted to see her. I'm sure in the show they don't show her get active at all, for real.
Which character?
His mom.
No, they don't. No.
Yeah, so I honestly want to see her get down a little bit, in the sense. I mean, she's gone now, but like.
You probably won't anymore.
Yeah.
She was just for story purposes.
But yeah, for sure. But these two episodes were pretty, really good. I'm going to give them a 7,700 out of these for these last two. And overall, for this particular show, man, besides, I feel like. It wasn't no necessarily bad episodes. I guess he had one kind of like just kind of like bringing it back down, comedy a little bit and whatever. That didn't really hinder it for me. It was funny here and there. I'm gonna give this season that at least this first half of the season an 8,100. I thoroughly enjoyed it. They got active. I'm giving it space because I feel like this part two is going to when it closes out, it's going to be probably in the high 8,000s. So that's how I feel about it, Rob.
Yeah, it was a good season. Like I said, it was of what we were watching is probably my second favorite. It's hard to nitpick, like we were saying, maybe just because like it slowed down towards the end, but like that's kind of the necessary. Like, okay, we lost. Let's go back and like lick our wounds and figure out like how we're gonna get better and win this fight in the end. So they had to do what they had to do. But you know, overall, I like the season. It was cool. I don't have a lot of nits to pick. I really enjoyed what I saw, and for the fact that I haven't watched those hundreds of episodes between the end of season one and the start of this final season, and I for the most part could kind of follow along what's happening, I think that you got to give that a lot of credit to the show, and that they made it interesting to watch. And so yeah, I enjoyed myself. I had another friend kind of like Roxy that was like I was watching it and like I kind of fell off because of the filler stuff. And I was like, come back for this. Come check this out. If you ever liked Bleach, just come back and check this out. And I don't think you will regret it. And I stand by that. So I enjoyed the season. I'd give it this stretch. I'd give this stretch maybe. I'd give this a 7,500 just because it was a little bit slower. And like maybe they could have shortened it up a little bit. But overall, it was good. And the season, I would give 8,200.
Nice.
This was amazing. I think these the last two episodes were necessary. They gave the proper story. It slowed some stuff down, which was necessary too. My only thing is, I just wish that this happened when Bleach happened, because I would really like. It's in the big three, but I think it would really solidify that number two spot for me if it did that. Or you know, because certain parts of Bleach do rival certain parts of Naruto for me. Mm-hmm. And the Blood War being one of those parts, I think Blood War. Has the peaks of Blood War, specifically the Yamamoto moment.
Have you read this manga? Like, do you know what's
I haven't read it yet, okay. No. So to see the Yamamoto part specifically is probably top five anime moments in my life. Like, I think seeing what he did, his Bankai not being revealed for the first 300-plus episodes, and for it to get revealed to that level, is like, all right.
And it lives
like,
to the hype to you? To you guys? Sure.
Yeah, it lived up to the hype. To have four? Like, people struggle to get one. So for him to have four and how all four of them manifest itself, crazy. Overall, first two episodes last two episodes were cool. Wrapped it up. It showed I haven't. Granted, you know, they had 2011 Hunter x Hunter, and they have other older shows come back. I have never seen a show from the late 90s, early 2000s, whatever Bleach came out, come back in this era and do what they did. Mm-hmm. Or any really show in media, and I might be wrong, but you know, anytime that they brought something back, I've never seen it come back to this magnitude.
Yeah.
So last two episodes, I get at like a 7,200 this season for me. And again, watching Bleach, I give it an 8,500.
Ooh, 8,500. Shit. All right. Well, that concludes those seasons of Bleach and Chainsaw Man. So those will be wrapped up for us, man.
They said Rob disconnected the internet because he was right tired. The Gohan slander.
That's what
you
get.
The Hohan slander.
That's what you get.
Oh, the Hohan slander.
Hohan
is hilarious name.
Mike Hall said that. Hohan.
That's hilarious. And Rob is not here for it right now. He's just like, fuck all of you, right?
Fuck this. What the fuck is this hit job of a question? What the fuck is this even on the list?
Hey, not my question, man. I'm just here to provide.
I wanted to have
substance.
The fun, man. We're closing this series out, man. Just wanted to see how it was going.
That's why I didn't put Trunks on here, because Trunks would have gotten fucking dragged his name through the fucking mud too.
He would have got it. He would have definitely got
it. Man, this ain't about Trunks, man. This is about a supposed to be main character. So yeah, next week we'll be starting something brand new. Actually, next week we'll be watching 2 episodes of My Hero. Mm-hmm. We're continuing with that, and we will be starting up the first 2 episodes of Gurren Lagann.
Yeah,
I know a lot of you guys are big fans of that out there. I know Rob and I, we both haven't seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen it.
But I believe Ice and Brendan both have watched Gurren Lagann.
I watched it in 2018.
Okay. Yeah, so we hear it's considered a classic, right?
Yeah.
It's considered a classic. I think I might have seen an episode or so, like in the mix. So I don't know what the hell I was necessarily really watching. But yeah, we'll be getting into a classic in that and My Hero, those two fire ones. And you guys got any handles you want to drop? Anybody you want to, whatever.
Ice McGowan on everything.
I forgot on everything. Bitch ass, ho ass, Brennan at. Bitch ass, ho ass, Brennan. We should follow him. Roxy Hayes, 2 X's for Roxy. She was on the podcast earlier.
Yeah, thanks to Roxy for showing up.
Yeah, Keenan Baker on every single thing, man. Anime Shun on every single thing, too. Anime Shun, SHUN. Make sure you guys follow. We're going to be chopping up some more content and stuff like that for you guys.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Please spread the word.
Spread the word, spread videos, anything like that, man. You know, we call ourselves the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world for a reason. So let the people know and hear us, man. Let them fucking know about this shit, all right, y'all? And stepping in for a quick second is bitch ass, hoe ass, Brennan.
I'm gonna say you better hide your phones right now.
Grab
hide your
quick.
Kids, hide your phones.
I like to point out that
fucking this guy's literally Debo now. This is sick. He walked in the room like Debo, and we had to put our phones. Oh shit, it's Debo.
He got the head like him.
It's good to see you guys. Happy side,
but go ahead.
Welcome to the show.
Hi guys.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
We'll give you ratings on Bleacher.
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, sure.
Quick before we wrap up.
Okay.
We're literally in the sign-off, so.
Okay, Chainsaw Man, I think that I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would after the first few episodes. It steadily got better. Mm. I'd say my overall rating for the entire show will be about a 6,800.
Ooh, that's low.
That's low.
It feels low, but I think the show did enough to be able to say that it should have been better than it was story-wise. That's where I didn't really, I wasn't messing with the story. We didn't even get to see the real villain of the show.
I'm cool with that in the first 12 episodes.
No, I mean, but for me, like,
we hear about him.
The Katana villain wasn't enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want somebody that I really... You guys know I'm here for the villains.
He split him in half. He split the main character in half.
He just wasn't... What was his backstory again?
I mean, his grandfather got killed.
His grandfather got killed.
I don't care. It's my point.
He was the Yakuza.
Yeah,
I know. I just didn't care. It's my point.
Okay.
And so all I'm saying is, like, for me, is like, I love a good villain. So that's that. And for Bleach, I think this is one of the biggest ramp ups to slight ramp down. And then a tiny ramp up at the end with the two swords that, you know, get joined together, which I think is pretty cool. One of my favorite moments in Bleach thus far was all the sword things bowing to Ichigo.
Yeah.
When he pulled up, I was like, that shit was wild.
Yeah.
He
didn't even have to fight anyone. He was just to walk.
No, he didn't have to, like, okay, get down there and fight him. They all just bowed. Mm. And I'm just like, oh, what he's about to do is going to hurt many.
Yes.
And so I am 1,000% here for this. This is one of my favorite seasons of anime, period. I'm going to give this an 8,400. And I am very excited for what comes next, because if this is how you start off, you know, if we see the Bankai of Yamamoto and that's just a precursor to what's really about to happen, then, you know, like, we already know Bleach is off the chain.
8,400?
Yeah. What'd you give it?
Damn.
Get 85.
I got 85. Oh, okay. Just fucking with you.
Okay, I was like, wow. But yeah, those are my ratings, man. I really enjoyed them.
All right, that's fair enough, man. All right, so we thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out, Brennan's Hope.
Wow.
Did Rob say any of this?
I didn't have it.
And so anime was solved forever.